What's going on, guys? Nathan here, and today I'm going to give you the top 9 things that you will never see a good Texas Hold'em poker player doing. Let's jump right into it. All right, guys, so in my 10 plus years as a professional in this game, I can tell you that I have never seen a good Texas poker player doing any of the 9 things on this list. If you see somebody doing one of these things, you're probably in a good poker game, aka you're in a game with some fish in it, the people we make the money against. So counting down from 9 to 1 here. Here we go. Number 9 is re-raising with ace-king, especially when you hit the top pair on the flop. I'm going to give you an example right now just to show you exactly what I'm talking about. So you raise up the old ace-king, ace of hearts, king of spades, and the flop comes down with a queen of spades, king of clubs, and jack of diamonds. So a lot of beginner and amateur poker players are like, wow, this is amazing, right? We got top pair, I got the top kicker with the ace, I even got a straight draw if a 10 comes. But guys, savvy, experienced Texas Hold'em players know that this is a dangerous board. They know how to read board textures. This is something that I talk about a lot in these videos here on the channel, is understanding dangerous flops like this one and harmless flops, such as a king, seven, deuce. Totally different flop from this one. So guys, if you're up against any kind of decent, normal thinking opponent who's watching videos like this, they make a bet, you should be just flat calling in this situation. You do not want to be raising, and let me explain why right now. Guys, the problem with raising here, which again, a lot of beginners and amateurs will do because whoa, I got top pair here, this is amazing. Guys, the reason why you don't want to be doing that is because often you're only going to get action from one of the hands that crushes you. Remember, we talked about why this is a dangerous board. Let me run you through all the hands right now that are currently beating us, in fact, crushing us on this board. What I mean by that is they're 70, 80, 90% to win versus us. Pocket kings, pocket queens, pocket jacks, ace 10 is a flop straight, king queen 2 pair, king jack 2 pair, queen jack 2 pair, and 10 9 is also a flop straight. Guys, if you re-raise in this situation, often you're just going to fold out all their worst hands and you're just going to get action from these hands right here. Absolutely a lose-lose situation for you, and that is why all good Texas Hold'em players know to just flat call here. Let's move on to thing number 8 that you will never see good Texas Hold'em players doing, and that is paying off the tight players. Guys, this is one of my absolute biggest no-nos at the table these days. This is actually the one thing that puts me on tilt, gets me frustrated at the poker tables more than anything, is when I pay off the tightest player at the table, also called the rock or the nit. This is the person, guy or girl, who's been sitting in the corner for the last 30 minutes. You don't hear a peep out of them, and all of a sudden they're in there betting, raising, they want to play a huge pot. Guys, it's because they got a really good hand. So let me give you an example once again. You've got ace jack offsuit this time with the ace of spades and jack of diamonds, and by the river the board reads 9 jack 7 4 3, no possible flush on this board. You bet, and one of these tight players raises you. Well guys, all good Texas Hold'em players know to fold their hand in a situation like this, whereas a lot of amateurs need to see it. Spoiler alert, we're going to talk about that even more coming up on the list here. Guys, the bottom line is that tight players like this in today's games are simply not messing around. When they raise you on what I call the big money straights, as I talk about in my first poker book, Crushing the Micro Stakes, which are the turn and river, they are almost never bluffing. In fact, as I say in the book, the turn raise is usually the nuts, and the river raise, like right here, is always the nuts. Guys, fold your hand, save money. All good Texas Hold'em players already know that. Let's move on to thing number 7, which is only 3-betting premiums. This is another big mistake, guys, that a lot of beginner Texas Hold'em players make. Now, let me break this down further for you. What is a premium hand? Well, premium hand is hands like pocket aces, pocket kings, pocket queens, ace king. It's a little bit debatable. Some people put pocket jacks, pocket tens in there. You guys get the idea. The handful of the strongest hands possible in the game. Pretty much everyone knows that you should 3-bet with these. And by the way, what I mean by 3-bet, I'm talking about before the flop, aka pre-flop. When somebody raises, you re-raise. That's called 3-bet in Texas Hold'em. So pretty much everyone knows that you should be 3-betting most of the times with these hands. But what a lot of people fail to understand is that you also want to be light 3-betting sometimes with some hands, like for example, a jack 10 of hearts or an ace 4 of spades. These are called speculative hands that aren't aren't particularly powerful right now, but they can potentially flop you a monster like a straight, a flush, trips, something really strong like that, and win you a big pot in a game like No Limit Texas Hold'em, where you can bet any amount at any time. That is why the value of speculative hands like this goes way up in a game like No Limit. And the other reason you want to be three betting, again, re-raising with these hands sometimes before the flop in Texas Hold'em, is because it helps balance your range. Guys, if you're only going to re-raise with hands like pocket aces, pocket kings, or ace king, any decent savvy player, again, watching videos like this, is just gonna read you like a book. They're gonna be like, okay, that guy's got the pocket aces again, I fold. But if you have some hands like this, if you throw in some jack 10 of hearts or an ace four of spades sometimes, when you re-raise sometimes with those hands, you make yourself infinitely more difficult to play against, and people are always gonna be playing the guessing game. So the other important point here is, who do you target? I prefer to target the weaker regulars, and let me unpack that for you. Irregular is one of those regular players that you see on a day in and day out basis at the poker tables. They are decent players. They are studying the game. They're trying to win. They are not recreational players. The other factor, weak, that means that they don't like to go to showdown. They don't like to play a big pot without a really strong hand. There are lots of players like this in today's games, and they're very, very easy to bluff these kind of players. I actually have a couple of examples in my free poker cheat sheet, by the way, talking specifically about how to bluff players like that. I also have charts and diagrams, by the way, in that showing you exactly what hands to play. So if you want some more info on that, I will link that up below. That'll be the top link in the description, my free poker cheat sheet. But basically, guys, I target these kind of weaker, risk-averse regulars in today's games. And if you're using a HUD, by the way, and also link that up below, the HUD that I use, I look for players with a fold to three bet percentage of 70% or more. You can literally just put this right on your online poker table so you can identify these players quickly. Let's move on to thing number six, guys, that you're never gonna see a good Texas Hold'em poker player doing, and that is folding too much versus aggressive players. So we just talked about the tight regulars previously here. Now I wanna talk about those aggressive players that no doubt you've seen again and again in your Texas Hold'em games. There are a lot of them these days. So guys, the bottom line is you have to make big calls versus these players sometimes in order to win. I've made multiple videos here on the channel, by the way, make sure you're subscribed, walking you step by step through how to make the big call versus these players, and also how to run big bluffs. I got a lot of videos on that too, because I like to make some big bluffs myself sometimes. Anyways, let me give you an example here. You got pocket nines versus one of these loose and aggressive players, and they fire the double barrel. And a double barrel, by the way, let me explain that. That's when somebody raises pre-flop, they bet the flop, and then they bet the turn. So this player is double barreling us on a board of jack, seven, six, three, rainbow, meaning four different suits, and you're sitting there at pocket nines. Well, a lot of people, guys, will, you know, find a reason to fold in a situation like this. You know, this player's applying a lot of pressure against us, but guys, again, you just don't win against these players by constantly backing down to their aggression. You gotta draw a line in the sand sometimes, guys, and say, look, show me a jack. Show me a better hand in this spot. It is not easy to make a pair, guys, in Texas Hold'em, and sometimes you need to make big call downs in a situation like this. All right, let's move on to thing number five that you will never see good Texas Hold'em players doing, and that is ignoring their position at the poker table. Guys, the biggest thing you need to understand about Texas Hold'em is that not all seats were created equal. I have put an image on your screen right there that hopefully you can see. This is a six max poker table. You've got the early position, middle position, cutoff button, and the two blinds. You're probably familiar with this already, but what a lot of beginners don't realize is that the button and the cutoff, the button is the one with the dealer chip and the cutoff's the one right to the right of it, these are by far the statistically most profitable seats at the poker table for the simple reason that you get to act last on the flop, turn, and river the vast majority of the time, which is simply a massive advantage in poker because you get to see what they do first. This allows you to get more value bets in. This allows you to raise if you think you got the best hand, or to fold and save yourself money if you think you're beat. On the flip side, if you're playing out of position, meaning you have to act first, you're constantly playing in the dark, which is simply going to mean you lose more money because your opponents always get to react to you. So guys, bottom line, we have to play hands from all seats at the poker table, but you can be biased a little bit at the poker table and try to play more hands from the most profitable seats. This has been one of the absolute biggest keys to my success over the years, but let's move on to thing number four that you're never gonna see a good Texas Texas Hold'em player doing, and that is limping. I have beaten this one to a dead pulp here on the channel, guys. This horse has been absolutely whipped at this point, but I need to mention it again. Guys, when you limp into the pot preflop, and limping, let me explain that, that is just calling the blind before the flop. So for example, you're playing in a $1, $2 cash game, you just call the $2. Guys, this is literally just announcing your weakness to the table. You're literally screaming from the mountaintops, hey guys, you know, I'm not really that confident about my hand. You can push me around. You can raise me up. I'll probably just fold later on. Guys, you already know this is not a good strategy to win at the poker table, in business, in anything in life. You need to be aggressive. You need to take control, guys. You need to let people know that, hey, I'm in charge. This is my pot. You're going to be a guest in my pot, not the other way around. So let me give you an example once again. You got ace jack offsuit, ace of hearts, jack of spades, $1, $2 cash game. I would suggest if you are first into the pot, always raising it to $6 in this situation. Why $6? I typically recommend 3 times the big blind as a default strategy in any game that you're playing in Texas Hold'em, cash games or tournaments. However, depending on the table positions, you do need to alter your bet sizing either up or down. I've already made several videos on the channel about that, so I'm not gonna dive any deeper into that right now, but let's move on to thing number 3, guys, that good Texas Hold'em players never do, and that is failing to raise the limpers. So we literally just talked about how we never want to limp into the pot, but a lot of our recreational friends at the poker table still do this these days, and that means you're in a good poker game. And what you want to do, guys, when somebody limps into the pot is raise them up with any kind of decent playable hand. Once again, I talk about this at length in my first book, Crushing the Micro Stakes. This is how I was literally able to create some of the highest winnings of all time, especially in small stakes cash games online, is by abusing my position. We already talked about that, playing on the cutoff and the button and raising the crap out of these limpers in these low stakes games. So guys, any kind of playable hand. I've got King 10 of diamonds. Honestly, that's a pretty good hand for me. In a $1, $2 cash game on the button, somebody is limped. I'm raising that up to $8. Why $8? We already said $6. The reason why, guys, is I always add an additional big blind per limper just to give them an extra incentive to fold their hand. Let's move on to thing number 2 you're never going to see good Texas Hold'em players doing. And that is failing to find the fish. Once again, guys, I've mentioned this so many times. The number one skill in poker these days is playing against bad players. You can study all the advanced theory you want. You can spend hours reviewing solvers or GTO or whatever the latest fad is these days. It's not going to mean anything, guys, if you don't play in good poker games. In fact, you can literally just cut the line and not waste thousands of dollars and thousands of hours studying all that advanced math and just play against bad players. This has been my number one key to success. And the simple reason why, guys, is because bad players make large fundamental mistakes, such as playing way too many hands. For example, I've got the image on your screen there of one of my online poker tables. The person in blue that I've marked there in blue is playing a crazy 55% of their hands. These are HUD stats, by the way, on your screen. Again, I'll put my HUD in the description below. And they're raising 18% of hands. Guys, this is totally nuts. There's no way you're ever gonna win at poker playing this amount of hands. You will notice that I am sitting directly to the left of this player, meaning that I get position against this player in almost every single hand. I think you guys can already see where I'm going here. This is a money printing machine. This is literally the definition of how you win at poker. It's not by studying a ton of fancy solvers and GTO or whatever advanced math they're preaching these days. No, guys, it's just getting on the left of really weak players like this who have no clue what they're doing. This is how I've made a career out of this game, and anybody who plays this game for a living as well will tell you the exact same thing. Games run versus bad players because that's where all the money comes from. All right, guys, let's move on to the number one thing that you will never see good Texas Hold'em players doing, and that is needing to see it, aka making bad calls. Guys, I've said it so many times in these videos, there is no such thing as a crying call in poker. There is only such a thing as a bad call. You do not need to see it. That is what amateurs do. For example, you got pocket jacks, and by the river, the board is 10, 4, 8, ace, king, and somebody makes a bet. You do not need to see it, guys. Yes, you have pocket jacks. It's a really good hand, but this is a hand that will lose still a significant amount of the time. And when any kind of decent player is betting into you, it's likely because they have it. A lot of people have this sort of conspiracy theory complex these days that everyone's always trying to bluff them at the poker tables. And guys, I can tell you specifically in small and mid-stakes games versus most players these days. When they're betting, it's because they have it. It's really actually that simple. And if you're in a situation like this where you've got second pair, third pair, and you're facing a strong bet from any kind of decent regular player, you should be folding your hand. You're going to save yourself money.
So I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.